Hi, this is Lucia with the Art of Love, and this week I would like to talk about how to know if someone is a player. And I'm going to make this gender specific for males because I don't want to have to keep saying he, she. Yes, I know there are female players, but there are a lot more male players, and women, for the most part, they really don't want to be players, but sometimes they feel like they have to in order to keep up with the guys or in order to get what they want. So I am going to talk about male players. So the first thing I want to do is give the definition of a player so that we're all on the same page. For me, a player is someone who is not honest about what he wants or what he's up to in his dating life. So he's dating multiple women, but he's only pretending to be dating you, or he actually does not want a commitment, but he pretends he does. So that's my definition of a player. And the number one way that I found is the best way to determine whether someone is a player is that there's always some type of drama going on with him. Because obviously if he's dating multiple women, then he's not going to always be available, right? If he's doing something with the other woman or with one of the other women, he's not going to be able to answer his phone all the time. He's not going to be able to text. So he's going to have a lot of excuses, and they're going to sound very plausible because, after all, he's an expert at this. He's done this many times, so he knows which excuses work, which don't. And they sound so real and honest, like, oh, okay. And so let's go down the list of some of the excuses. Of course, the big one is that his phone died. Aw, his phone died. I'm so sorry. Please. I mean, everyone has their phone with them all the time, and they keep it plugged in. They want to make sure it's always working. Yes, sometimes they overuse it, and it does die. Of course, I'm not saying your phone doesn't ever die. But if his phone is always dying, that raises a flag. The next one would be he fell asleep. Well, he was texting. Yes, of course, this has happened to all of us. We're so tired. We've actually fallen asleep, even if it was 9 o'clock at night. Another excuse is that he lost his phone. Aw, he lost his phone. Like, come on. Again, a phone these days is like a third arm. Who is going to lose their phone? And if they do, then like, what were they up to? It? How can you be that careless that you would actually lose your phone? It's such a valuable part of you that you would immediately notice because you're always doing something on it. People are on it 24/7, it would seem. So how can you lose? I'm not saying that no one ever loses their phone, but if this is one of many excuses that you hear, then you have to wonder what's really going on. Another excuse is that he left it in his car. Oh, he left it in his car. And so he didn't realize he didn't have it on him because, of course, he's rarely on his phone. And hours went by and he realized, oh, my phone is in my car. I didn't know that. I'm sorry. I'm sorry I didn't return your text. My phone was in my car. Another excuse is that he left it at his friend's house. Oh, my God. Please. Even if he had left it at his friend's house, as he was driving away and looking for his phone to text or do something, check social media, he would realize, oops, I don't have my phone. It must be at my friend's house. I better go get it. But no, he didn't realize. He just drove off because he's so in love with you. He was thinking of you and he totally forgot about his phone. Another excuse is that he thought the text had gone through, but it didn't. Aww. And hours later, he realized that the text hadn't gone through, even though he had answered you, but it just didn't go through. Do you like my sarcasm? Another one is that the Wi-Fi service was down and he couldn't use his computer to Skype, and that's why he didn't get back to you. That's why he couldn't Skype. His Wi-Fi was down. So any one of these excuses by themselves, of course, do not mean that the guy's a player. This is about a pattern, because these things happen to everyone. You could fall asleep. You could, okay, lose your phone. You could leave it in your car. But if you're every week, it's a different excuse, then how likely is that? And if it is really true that all these things are happening, then you have to wonder, do you really want to date someone that is so absent-minded that all these things are constantly happening to them? And they probably aren't. And if they are, then maybe there's a bigger issue that you don't know about. So it's still a red flag. And like I said, it's always a good excuse. And so you can't quite call them out on it. And you can't really argue with it because it sounds very probable. But if it keeps happening every week, then it's a lie, because real life does not have that much drama. It really doesn't. And if, again, the person's life has that much drama, then there's something else going on. So that's the number one way to tell if someone is a player. And I have a message for the players. You know, if you want to be a player, fine. You want to date multiple women, fine. You don't want to be in a committed relationship, fine. But just tell the women. That's my only issue with players. Just be honest. But I know you don't want to be honest because you think, oh, I'm going to lose her. They're all going to stop dating me. Well, I wish that were true, but you know what? It's not. Because women think that they're actually going to be the one to change you. Oh, I know he's saying that, but he doesn't really mean it. It'll be different with me. And so you're really actually not going to lose that many women. A few you'll lose, but you really won't lose that many. And being a player might sound exciting at first, but having talked to several players, I can tell you it's exhausting. You're going to need a night off to rest. It is exhausting, and you cannot carry that on forever and ever. At some point, you'll be like, I need a break from this. And for the women that think that they can change him, I can tell you to listen to my podcast from the author of Get Ready for This, Bitch, Are You Retarded? If you go down my list of podcasts, you'll see that title. And he was a major player. I interviewed him. It was a great interview. Everyone should listen to it. And he basically said, you know, he stopped being a player when he was ready to be a player, not because he met a certain person or because someone was able to change him. He just decided to stop playing. And when he did, it was very easy for him to just get rid of everyone else and to just be with that woman. So you can't make someone stop being a player. They either want to stop being a player or they don't. So if you have any questions or comments about this, you can reach me at my website, theartoflove.net. I am also available for private coaching, and you can contact me also at theartoflove.net about my rates. If you're listening to this on iTunes, please be sure to rate and review my podcast, please. And finally, remember that love inspires, empowers, uplifts, and enlightens.